This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the news? Mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, ladies and gentlemen, today is the sixth day of Kwanzaa. The Nguza Saba principle for today is creativity. Kulumba, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Our guest, once again, is the recipient of numerous awards for scholarship, leadership, and service. In service in particular to our ongoing struggle to maintain and sustain our knowledge through our Black Studies departments throughout academia. He is the recipient of the Paul Robeson Zora Neale Hurston Award for Scholarly Work of African World Culture, the C.L.R. James Award for Outstanding Publication of Scholarly Works that Advance the Discipline of Africana and Black Studies, the Presidential Award for Exemplary Service and Outstanding Contribution to the field of Black Studies, all from the National Council for Black Studies, all of these awards. He is the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. He has published himself the following: Essays on Struggle, Position and Analysis. We want you to, again, Kwanzaa is not in isolation. So we want you to check out these books and read them throughout the year. Essays on Struggle, Position and Analysis, Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, A Study in Classical African Ethics, Introduction to Black Studies, the fourth edition, the Husayl, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings, and he's also working on another major work right now on the social and ethical philosophy of Malcolm X, entitled The Liberation Ethics of Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. And of course, he's the chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations and executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair as well of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance, BCCLA. And of course, his students are so blessed to be in his presence as he continues to be professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at Cal State University, California State University, Long Beach. But he's been firing us up all week this Kwanzaa. He is. Who better to talk about Kwanzaa with? Who better to be informed and made knowledgeable by than by the creator of Kwanzaa and the creator of the Nguza Saba and the author of the authoritative text, Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. So this sixth day, we greet him as we greet you. Habari Gani, Dr. Maulana Karenga.
Kulumba, Reverend Matsumela. Thanks so much again for the invitation to come and talk and share with you and your audience this beautiful holiday and the expansive meaning behind it. Because one of the things that is so important to me, as this has grown so much, is that it always maintains its integrity, its beauty, and its expansive meaning. The future of Kwanzaa depends upon African people all over the world holding to these three principles, maintaining the integrity, the beauty, and the expansive meaning. Not doing anything to divide or diminish it. No plastic, fruit, and things like that. Not using the menorah, Jewish menorah, when you can use a kinata, right? And not being quick about it, but to take your time with it, to think about it, to read it, to learn how to do it rightfully, and to see it as a great legacy that you can add to and build on and pass on to the next generation after generation. That's the important thing for us to see, because only Black people can make this a lived and living tradition worthy of the name and history African. And we have done that. They have done that. We have done that together, right? Practicing the principles that we talked about. So today's principle is Kuumba creativity, the sixth principle, Kuumba. And the text tells us that this means to do always as much as we can, in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. This principle speaks in a larger sense, not only to our always striving to make our own community constantly better and more beautiful and beneficial, but also the world, because again, we live in the world, and what happens to the world affects us. Climate change, plunder, pollution, depletion, all of that affects what? The most vulnerable first, and to the greatest extent. And we are among the most vulnerable, right? So this Kwanzaa is always, we put forth the possibility, again, of doing what our ancestors told us to do, to strive always to repair, renew, and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. This we do in the spirit of the ancient African moral imperative of Sarojta. Sarojta means in ancient Egyptian language to repair, renew, and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And it's interesting, I wrote Kuumba before I started studying ancient Egyptian teaching. And for this to coincide, the value of Kuumba with Sarojta, right, is very beautiful indeed. So inherent in this concept of Sarojta is a call to heal ourselves and each other as well as the world. This is the real meaning of reparations for me. It's not simply about receiving money, although they owe us everything. They couldn't pay us enough. But it's also about the larger struggle to achieve justice, hold the oppressor accountable, and to wage a liberation struggle that leads to the radical repairing we would do to ourselves, society, and the world in the process of the struggle. In other words, I teach that we can only repair, renew, and remake ourselves in the process and practice of repairing, renewing, and remaking the world that's oppressing and damaging us. We must, as Nana Frantz Fanon taught us, heal ourselves in struggle, repair ourselves in resistance. We must do that, right? Now, the concept of Sarojta is rooted in the ethical teachings of our ancestors that we constantly injure ourselves, each other, and the world as a whole, not only by what we do wrong, Black people, but also by what we fail to do right. Listen, we damage the world by that, right? and all in it. Moreover, the damage we do to each other and the world, like the good we do to and for ourselves. As Odu Ifa teaches, we live in a world and web of interdependence, as I've said all through this week. The Odu says, anyone who does good does it for herself, and anyone who does evil does it to himself. That put in the clear, those who do good for them, those who do good do it for themselves, and those who do evil do it to themselves, right? So we do damage to the world, ourselves and each other in various ways. We do damage when we fail to follow the best of our ethical and spiritual teaching and instead use religion to disrespect and impose on us. We damage ourselves in the world when we try to justify unjust war, when we seize and occupy other people's land and claim a special religious or racial status above and beyond all people in the world and claim an immunity from criticism. We do damage to the world and to ourselves when we turn a blind eye to injustice, a deaf ear to truth, and an uncaring heart away from the suffering and pain around us and throughout the world. We do damage when we make material gain the meaning of all things, when we pollute, plunder, deplete, and destroy the environment and undermine the basis for life on earth, when we act in ways that dim and diminish the future for coming generations. Our ancestors in ancient Egypt taught, quote, we must think of eternity and plan for the future for those who will come after us. We must leave them a legacy of good. Indeed, an ancient teacher in the Hoosier says, as I've said before, I did good for my community. I spoke truth. I did justice, for I know the value of doing good. It would be a storehouse for those who would come after us. And Queen Hatshepsut said, I added to what was formerly done, for I wanted to be said by those who come after me. How beautiful is that which she has done for our people and the future. And so I say, we must do good for the future. And it means we must renew, and remake ourselves in the process and practice of repairing, renewing, and remaking the world. And that means, Kawito teaches from Tsuruta, it means to raise up what is in ruin, to repair what is damaged, to replenish what is depleted, to rejoin what is separated, to set right what is wrong, to strengthen what is weakened, and to make flourish that which is fragile and undeveloped.
Amen, Dr. Karenga.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Do this for me, please, for our audience. Spell Seruj Ta.
Seruj Ta, S-E-R-U-D-J, Seruj Ta, T-A. Seruj means to repair, renew, and remake. Ta is the world.
Amen.
The land, so the land and the world, okay?
So, amen.
Oh, Jeff, I stay hidden.
We thank you, Asante Sana. We thank you for that knowledge, folks. The final day of Kwanzaa, tomorrow, Imani, faith. Today we say Habari Gani Kaumba. Tomorrow we say Habari Gani Imani. And so he's been with us all week. We're so thankful. We'll have him one more day tomorrow, and we can have him. That's why we have this on video. So we'll have him forever. But we also are inspired, as he said, for us to restore ourselves. This really is something we can do year round. And we're going to be sharing the bibliography, the website, all the places you can go to learn more. When we close out tomorrow, please spread the word. Tell everyone to join us tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Habari Gani.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand, and above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.